Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. From U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has made an unannounced visit to Somalia, the first top U.S. diplomat to do so. The State Department said Kerry landed at the Mogadishu airport around noon Tuesday and will meet with government officials during his visit. He is expected to discuss national security issues and Somalia's progress toward meeting its reform and development goals. In Nairobi Monday, the U.S. is providing Kenya and the U.N. another $45 million to help care for hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees in Kenya. Secretary Kerry honored the victims of the 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi and spoke about South Sudan's leaders of inability to end more than a year of fighting.
It is increasingly clear that justice and accountability, as well as reconciliation, are essential to peace. And to complement our existing funding for local reconciliation efforts, the United States is committing an additional $5 million to support South Sudanese and international efforts to create a credible, impartial, and effective justice mechanism, such as a hybrid court, in order to hold perpetrators of violence to account.
Syrian government forces and opposition fighters have carried out attacks in Aleppo that may be war crimes and crimes against humanity, according to Amnesty International in a report Tuesday. It based its findings on interviews with more than 100 people. The Islamic State militant group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a convention center outside Dallas, Texas, where a contest for cartoons depicting Islam's Prophet Muhammad was taking place. No comment from U.S. officials. VOA News. A strong earthquake shook Papua New Guinea Tuesday, rattling residents but causing little damage in the island nation. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.5 magnitude quake struck at a depth of 42 kilometers and was centered 130 kilometers south of the town of Kokopo on the island of New Britain. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center had warned a localized tsunami wave of up to 1 meter was possible, but later said that the threat had largely passed. Aid deliveries continued Tuesday in Nepal, where some outlying areas remained difficult to reach more than a week after the massive earthquake shook the nation. With crews digging through collapsed buildings and the remnants of landslides, the government said a total of more than 7,500 people had died as a result of the quake. The United Nations says 8 million people have been affected by the disaster. The World Food Program is expanding its efforts to get food to those in need. This is the executive director, Etherin Cousin.
We prepared for this disaster, so we're ahead of the game on providing the support that is necessary. What we need is to continue to assure that we receive the resources that are required so that no person goes hungry or no person goes without the assistance that they need.
Meanwhile, UNICEF said Monday that a plane delivered 40 metric tons of aid as part of an effort to provide clean water and prevent any outbreak of waterborne diseases. In Burundi, more deadly political violence. Police shot dead at least three people Monday during renewed demonstrations against President Pierre Nkurunziza's attempt to extend his rule. At least 12 people have been killed in more than a week of protests against the president's decision to run for a third term in next month's elections. U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to name Marine General Joseph Dunford as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Tuesday, replacing Army General Martin Dempsey as the nation's top military advisor. Dunford currently serves as a Marines commanding officer, a post he assumed late last year. Thailand's ailing king Bhumibol Adulyadet, the world's longest reigning monarch, has made a rare public appearance to celebrate his 65th anniversary of his coronation. Television stations in Thailand broadcast live Tuesday as a widely revered king left a Bangkok hospital. A South Korean university student is being held for illegally entering North Korea, according to a U.S. outlet where he wanted to be arrested by the North. The 21-year-old was arrested April 22nd. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.